This is Ozarks at Large. When the Arkansas legislature meets in regular session early next year, one of the big drivers of figuring out the state's budget will be Medicaid and a possible Medicaid expansion. Nearly 250,000 Arkansans could gain access to health insurance under a Medicaid expansion, including an estimated 80,000 parents. That's according to a new study from Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families. Recently, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business sat down with Rich Huddleston, the executive director of Arkansas Advocates, for a discussion about Medicaid and Medicaid expansion.
The study indicates there's 80,000 parents that are either partially Medicaid eligible or could be covered by Medicaid expansion. We've heard the number 250,000 thrown about in terms of just the total population. So tell me where this 80,000 kind of fits into the 250,000 population.
Sure. I mean, of course, not all the adults that are going to be eligible for the expansion are parents. And so, but there is a big chunk of them that are. And this is really just an historic opportunity to provide health care coverage for a first segment of adults, many of whom are parents, that under any other case they would not have health insurance. And so,
of the 23% that are eligible already but don't do it, why do they not enroll? They don't know, or they don't want to, or what's the excuse?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of factors. Arkansas has a reputation on the adult side for adults just not being eligible for Medicaid unless you fall into a disabled category or something like that. And so Arkansas actually has one of the lowest eligibility levels for adults for Medicaid in the country. And so I think of the adults that are eligible for Medicaid, many of them just don't know that they are.
Some legislators in particular have said that we need to shore up the current Medicaid program, which obviously has some holes, and we're going to get to a little bit of that in a second. We need to find some solutions to the program at its current level before we start talking about expansion. What's wrong with that argument?
Well, what's wrong with that argument is that moving forward with the expansion would actually help with the Medicaid shortfall. According to a study by DHS, moving forward with the expansion would actually reduce some state costs that we're already paying, like for uncompensated care, for low-income adults who have to go to the hospital and the hospitals have to eat that cost. Would also bring in some new state tax revenue. We're projecting about $800 million annually. New federal funding would come to Arkansas, and much of that will roll over in the Arkansas economy at the local level and actually create new state tax revenues. And so DHS estimates are that for the first year alone would result in state savings of about $39 million just moving forward with the expansion. Second year, $89 million. And I think over the first 7 years, roughly $372 million in state savings as a result of the expansion. So this would actually reduce the budget shortfall.
Does this because the new Medicaid money that could roll in from the expansion, it goes to some areas where we already have deficiencies, or does it exclusively take care of an area of the population that is not covered right now?
Well, the savings are actually going to be felt in a number of different areas. And so, for example, there are some Medicaid categories right now that we're paying a higher federal match rate for. We'll be able to move some of those folks over to a different program as a result of the expansion, so that will actually reduce our cost. I mentioned the uncompensated care costs for hospitals. The state is also spending some money on the uninsured. We'll be able to reduce that. And so across a number of different areas, so it's not just one particular population other than just uninsured adults. But its impact is going to be felt throughout the Medicaid program.
Let's talk about the current state of the program, the fact that it does have a shortfall right mm-hmm. now. It's kind of a moving target for me to even understand
right.
what the number is that we're truly in the hole. We've heard 250 to 400 million. We got some more specific numbers this week, but I'm still not sure I'm clear on it. Are you clear on what the actual deficit might be at this point in time?
Well, you're right. The number has changed, and I think the number they presented the other day, I think, was roughly $358 million for next year. Of course, as you're going to talk about, the governor has proposed some ways to help deal with that. But I think it's a moving target. And of course, things change over a year's time, and both in terms of the economy, a number of people that we're paying for. I mean, so there are a number of factors why that number changes.
Yeah. Right, right. Well, let's talk about the Band-Aid that Governor Beebe rolled out
right.
this week. There were some cuts to some specific programs. He asked that some programs not be eliminated, but there were certainly some places that took some big hits, particularly at nursing homes and the Level 3 funding. He also revised the budget forecast for this current fiscal year and miraculously found about $200 million in some growth revenue when you look at what has probably already been collected in the first 6 months of this fiscal year and what's projected to come in the next 6 months. What's your reaction to this band-aid that the governor has at least started to address?
Well, I think his revised projections are definitely good news for us because it does reduce the size of the shortfall. I mean, it also comes up with a new some new money to help pay for it. In terms of his proposed cuts, he had some really tough choices to make. I mean, because if there's not going to be any movement to raise new revenue to help shore up the gap, and of course we're one of the groups out there that are now starting to talk about, you know, trying to raise new revenue. I mean, we know that that's going to be tough to do. I mean, the governor did not have a lot of easy choices because every part of the Medicaid budget is supported by a group, and so I mean, so he did not have many easy choices to make. He did do a 3% across the board cut in provider reimbursements, and so that doesn't impact, you know, pretty much all providers. But the downside of that is that Arkansas generally has some of the lowest reimbursement rates for providers in the country, and so providers are going to take a big hit, and that's going to make some of them economically a little unstable because they're really operating at the margins.
So you guys are interested in pursuing potential new revenue tax increases. What would you be looking at doing?
I think there's not going to be like one magic bullet that we're going to have to look at. I think we're going to have to spread the pain out among a number of taxes. I think we need to make some changes to the soda pop tax to maybe add some things. And that's not going to bring in a lot of revenue, but some. There's still some things we can do around internet sales taxes, believe it or not, that would raise some new revenue. Of course, we've long advocated for closing corporate income tax loopholes where corporations get to shift part of their income to other states to avoid paying Arkansas taxes. And then I think we need to look at expanding the sales tax base as well. And so I think it's probably, you know, four or five things that we might need to do. But, you know, they're going to be tough to sell politically.
You'll have a tough fight on your hands on that one. Let's talk about some of the other political dimension of this debate, and that is that you do not talk to a single legislator who does not tell you, I do have problems with the Medicaid expansion, but I also understand that it will bring more money into my legislative district. It will help my hospitals, my nursing homes, my medical clinics, my health clinics. How are they going to juggle all of that? How is a legislator going to wade through and balance, do that tightrope walk?
Well, I think the first point that they're going to have to say is that the Affordable Care Act is here to stay. I mean, I think that was clear with the recent national election, and so that's not going away. And so we have a choice to make. Do we move forward with the expansion? And in many of these small rural counties, you might have 1,000 people uninsured, 2,000 people uninsured. This is going to be a unique opportunity in some of these rural counties for legislators to say, hey, it's a choice. Are we going to, you know, cover the uninsured folks in my county, many of whom I know or not, because the alternative is to basically not move forward with the expansion let other states use all the federal money that we're going to be sending out. That's really generally a good deal for Arkansas anyway, because we always get back a lot more in federal dollars than we send out.
Roby Brock talked with Rich Huddleston, the executive director of Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, earlier this month. Full disclosure, my wife, Laura Kellums, is the director of the Northwest Arkansas office of the same organization. Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And Verizon, offering a wide selection of productivity-enhancing tablets for small business, including the Apple iPad. More information at a Verizon communication store near you or online at vzw.com/smallbusiness. And CEG Partners, using empirical data to better understand your customers' experiences and their loyalties. More information at cegpartners.com.